This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Barrett says about Carson's ex. Could he be a Karen? Let's check the facts. They were walking through town. Kids were on the fence. It got real tense. Carson said, "It's closed. Don't you have any sense?" Barrett wanted to bury himself underground. Keep your nose clean if you're on his street. Karen Carson gonna bring the heat. 'Cause Carson is a Karen. Carson is nosy. Carson is yelling at the clouds on his stoop poop. He'll let your dog take a poop, then he'll post it on a Facebook group. He'll tell on you. Carson is a rat. If he sees you on the field, you're done. He'll call you out in seconds flat. Carson is a Karen, that's that.
It happened again yesterday.
It's so good.
I got so loud that Lana, actually, who was up, I think, like in the bathroom, came downstairs just yelling, like, "What the heck is going on?" So I just come back from the packy.
As one does.
And, so when we have a small garage. So I parked in the garage, I come through the house, and then we have a little hallway downstairs with a bathroom, and that's where like my TV room is. And then I walk by the front door to go upstairs to our house. Our house is very narrow, but it's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I get to the front door, there's glass, running along the side of the front door and on top of the front door.
Right.
And I can see out the front door that there seems to be a food delivery person there, like delivering groceries.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, I wonder if Lana ordered something that we needed and that I didn't know about, and I knew she was in the bathroom, so I was going to stand there and wait to see if they were delivering to us or our next door neighbor.
That makes sense.
As I'm standing there watching the woman open up the back of the car and pulling out the food, these two teenage boys, I'd say 15, 16 years old, are coming across the crosswalk. And the one boy turns and goes on the sidewalk. The other boy comes right up to the door. Now I'm standing with my hand on the door handle because I'm thinking I'm going to have to open it for the food delivery. And he walks right up to the door and ding dong and starts to walk away. He was ding dong ditching us.
Are we still ding dong ditching in 2024?
That's not a thing. People have ring cameras. How dumb do you have to be?
And even worse was my face was in the glass. If he'd have looked up, I'd have scared the daylights out of him.
I'm glad some of the old ways are still there. Makes me happy.
Were they doing it up and down the street, or were you just the first turn on the block?
No, because you just come across the street, and there's my door.
House,
there's
a
doorbell from, 2009. There's no ring doorbell.
They can dip right around the corner after.
Yeah, my house sits on a corner. So as soon as he, like, his finger is still on the thing, I pull open the door, and the two boys kind of scurry around the corner, and I scurry right behind them. And I think this is where I became a Karen, and you can call or text us to let me know, 617-931-1234. I scurry around the corner, and I'm like, "Boys, what are we doing?" And they kind of turn to look at me and go, "What?" I'm like, "Don't ring my doorbell." And they're like, "We didn't ring your doorbell."
"What are you talking about, bro?"
And I'm like, "Guys, I was standing at the door looking through the window. I watched you." Now, the kid that didn't do it, he has stopped because he is a good kid and he's going to pay attention to the adult. The kid that did it tries to walk away and keeps going like he can't hear me. And I'm like, hey, you with the Nike backpack, don't be a beep.
Oh, you cursed at him.
I did.
Oh.
I said, don't be a...
That's all right.
Don't be an emoji eggplant.
Yep.
All right? All right? Just don't do that. And he's like, I didn't do anything. I dropped my phone. I was like, bro, I was standing in the window. If you'd have looked up, I'd have scared you. Just apologize and move on. And go, sorry, I was trying to be funny. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, just don't be an eggplant emoji. And I realized at this point, my face is red. I'm heated.
You're harassing children on the sidewalk.
I'm now yelling at a couple of teenagers.
Did you tell them to get off your lawn? Did you make them come apologize to your wife?
No. So then I go inside. I'm heated. I'm heated right now, even thinking about it. I go inside. Lana is coming out of the bathroom. She's like, what happened? And I'm like, I may have just chased a couple of teenage boys down the sidewalk who ding-dong ditched our house.
You must have scared the crap out of that. Imagine ding-dong ditching and then immediately a 6'3" guy rips the door open.
No. Well, I can't imagine ding-dong ditching somebody, but...
You never did it?
I'm sure I must have. But...
See, where I don't think you're wrong. Like, where you lose me is, like, you open the door and be like, what the hell, guys? And then you're like, whatever, a couple kids. But chasing them down the street... And then scolding them.
I chased them down the street.
And not one, not two, but thrice. He's like, yeah, you did do it. And I'm like, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't.
That's where you venture into territory.
You can't negotiate with terrorists,
I saw your thing. I dropped my phone. Don't be an eggplant emoji. All right, just apologize and move on.
Karen Carson gonna bring the heat.
Was the delivery even for you?
It wasn't even for me. It was for our next door neighbors.
Oh my god. Then he'll post it on a Facebook group.
617-931-1234. What would you have done?
Let's mete out our justice, people.
Right.
Let him have it.
Right. Was I a Carson? Well, I mean, was I Carson? Yes, I was definitely.
That's the new phrase for a male Karen.
They're rather ubiquitous at this point.
A male Karen is a Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.